Well, I don't know if I'm just getting older like we all are and get more tired, but I think as I get older, I think, you know, eventually, I'm going to need to find somebody else to go on these overnight trips with the youth and sugar, because I'm just going to get older and older and not be able to handle that. But I'm telling you what, I'm doing great. This children's rally, I mean, yeah, we had a great time with Van on the way there. We were a little rowdy in the cabins. But boy, when it was time to go to sleep, I was in the park. Turned the lights off and going to sleep. Now, as Luann is thinking back there, well, some of them didn't go to sleep right to heaven. When you get out, I get on. I got breakfast. When I woke up with Tom, when I woke up, everybody was still in there and was supposed to be with me. And I got up on time, praise the Lord for that, right? And this is when I could, this is the middle school kids had a great time. And, you know, as I look around at the Fall Children's Rally, it's a strange children's rally, there are a lot of older people been doing that for years. To take those kids and parse them out, we are the only brave ones that actually go in 94. But I tell you what, we did that one time at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I not lost my mind. I was cranky with the wind and tired. I said, well, from now on, we're going to stay in the cabin. It's hot. We were the only people there. And when we woke up the second morning, it was 30 degrees. Wow. We weren't prepared for that. But it's okay. We had a great time. And certainly thanks for that. But when I got down there to the rally, I see lots of people. Lots of older people. They've been doing this for years. Why? Because they love Jesus. And they know how important it is that these kids get to Park the Valley and learn about Jesus and have these opportunities. Our kids saw lots of people there because they went to church campus. All the teachers that they had yesterday in the different groups were all leaders of church campus. And it was awesome. And I'm thankful for all those people, regardless of their age, including me, that when the kids learn about Jesus, spend the night in the cabin, I'll do that. If I need an extra sleep, I'll get that one extra. Right? Praise God for that. And the theme for this year is Books of the Bible. And yes, it was a good refresher for me. You're up there singing all these songs to be reminded of the Books of the Bible. And I remember growing up here in the church, you know, Matt Nemo, everything's on. I remember doing all that here growing up in the Baptist church. All these songs we learned to remember. And I'll tell you what. They break the kids up in groups and travel around. Our kids were right on top of it. And they went through that whole dance that day. We read off all of us about it. And remember, all the symbols yesterday that they taught us to help remember me. I was really happy to know that these kids are getting what they should be getting and know what they should know about the Bible. And it's all a learning process for all of them. All of them. They were getting these cute little reminders. But you know what? As we get older, we all need reminders, don't we? And so they have these reminders to remind them of the parts of history and law and poetry, the different parts of the Old Testament. And I think we all need those refreshers sometimes. And these kids know it, right? You know, there's 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament, I mean, 66 or so. We learn different things and different ways to remember the Bible, but in one day, got pretty much a snapshot of the Old Testament. And so as I was sitting there and thinking about all that and being thankful for all these people I see every year, been seeing them there for years and really have a heart or a passion for these kids. And I said, these ladies in our group, they might maybe 60s or 70s, just right down the floor with those kids. Really not important ones for them to learn about Jesus. And so this morning, we're going to look at a couple parts of Scripture that remind us about how important God's Word is. But as we continue here, you know, the last two Sundays, we took two parts of the Lord's Prayer that we've really been talking about. Talking about His kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We talked about that last week. We talked about our kingdom on earth. And gosh, part of our kingdom work here on earth as the church is to teach children and young people about the Bible. And at the very end, this young man at the end of his session was talking. I don't
I want you to learn the books of the Bible. If you can't memorize them all, forget them all. I want you to remember what the Bible is all about. It's about God's love, right? And so we think about His kingdom come. You know, God sent His Son Jesus here to the earth, right? That His kingdom might come through Jesus. And His will might be done. That was all part of the plan because Jesus was here. He was healing people and He was teaching people, sharing God's words, and trying to get people to understand that. He was glory. God. And so for us, we talk about our kingdom work and some of the things that we're doing here in the church, about children's church, Sunday school, that's kingdom work. Teaching people of all ages about their faith. We had a little girl and a dad in our group. They were from the Nazarene Church. I think he said it in part, I can't remember. He's from Nazarene Church. What's a Baptist convention? Children choir, right? And I said, well, that's really nice that you're here. He said, you know, our church really doesn't often do these kind of programs. But one year, my daughter was asked by a neighbor girl to go to church in Baptist. And she loved it. She loves coming to kingdom work. But we're not looking to go to kingdom work. It's like we're all praying at the chapel together, right? We're all praying in awareness of that. Doing kingdom work. His kingdom come. So for us right now, on earth, we're doing our kingdom teaching. And when we go to 2 Timothy, we're reminded of how important God's word is. So in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and again, I keep thinking my voice is getting better. I don't know what it is, so I'm going to hang with you this morning. Hopefully you can hear what I'm saying. So in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, and I really didn't have to scream at anybody this weekend. I didn't have to scream at anybody at the middle school this week. I mean, really, you have that Halloween dance. I didn't have to scream also. I'm not sure the mixture of weather or what, and I don't scream at Grandma Bethany, so I don't know what's happening. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, now remember here, in 2 Timothy, in this portion of Scripture, Paul is trying to encourage Timothy. Paul remembers in prison, and he's trying to give his final pep talk to Timothy, who needs to continue the work that Paul started, because he's in prison now. Just as we are to continue the kingdom work that Jesus started, right? This is how I talk about the things we're doing as a church, things that you're doing, your kingdom work, and hearing the church teaching. So he's reminding Timothy of these things. I think it's a good reminder. And yesterday at Archibald, I always took a good reminder for me too about how important this whole book is. The whole book, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament, we get a minor prophet at the end of the Old Testament. We're preparing the people for the coming of Jesus. So it says here in verse 14, it says, but it's for you. Now, again, Paul is talking to Timothy. But this is to all of us this morning, and thinking about God's will being done through us, and His kingdom work being accomplished through us. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. So all these songs, all these ways we learn the books of the Bible, but more importantly, in the Bible, what's the Bible telling us? He's reminding them of all these things that you've learned, use them. That's what Jesus was trying to teach the disciples. All these things I'm showing you and teaching you, we're going to use them in my way. Trying to teach by example so you can continue this kingdom work. And it goes on about, because you know those who you learned from. And are we thankful for that? Our Sunday school teachers, and again, thankful for all these people who go every year to these children's rallies. We've been doing it for years. And how far from him is you know the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So be reminded of what we learned at Sunday school or Bible school, these rise as adults. Be reminded of all these things we've learned and how important the whole book is, the whole Scripture. And going on to verse 16, it says, all Scripture is God breathed is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God to be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So if we're going to do kingdom work here on earth, and if we want God's will to be done, we need to know this. We We know God's word. Whether you can shout out all the books of the Bible right now and all the symbols that go to them, which we know that's right, right? God wants us to know His word and to use His word so that His kingdom might come, right? It will be done right here until we are with Him, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's why we study God's word. That's why we read God's word. So we remind all scripture. You know, I've heard people say, you have to do all the Old Testament. We don't study that part. Oh, you know? Well then, okay. Okay, that's great. Okay. That's like people that say, is that a Bible-based church that you and the pastor at? No, our church is based on shoeboxes and candy. It's the Bible-based church. And so, and you know, we hear people say about the Old Testament, it's really important that we understand the Old Testament. I kept hearing that, being reminded of that myself yesterday, that the Old Testament is preparing us for the coming of Jesus. And here in the Old Testament, you know, all these prophets were prophesying because people were what? They weren't doing God's work. They weren't doing His will. People were being disobedient, weren't listening to Him, and weren't following Him. And so God is seeing, you know, how these prophets, are doing what? Trying to warn the people that Jesus is coming. All of them, this is God. And useful for teachings, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So as our kingdom work continues, as God's kingdom work continues. I was started by Jesus. As we're going to continue His kingdom work, that His will might be done, we've got to know God's word and understand it's all from Him. All of it. Not that we necessarily have to memorize it, but are we using it? Are we sharing it? Helping people understand it? We weren't listening to God. It's what He's saying. And then we go on. As it says, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Remember last week we talked about His will be done, kindness, doing good, and showing God's love, just as Jesus did. God wants us to do good. And it goes on in chapter 4. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing in His kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. This is our kingdom work, right? Jesus came to preach and tell people who He was and who sent Him. He was showing compassion and love on the whole world. And He left. We believe He's coming back. And so His will continue to be done through us. His kingdom work will continue. By doing what? Preach the word. It says pre-prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. But we're being encouraged. You know, sometimes little kids, and sometimes you, and sometimes adults, even on church trips, say things like, "Oh, you're not," or "Shut up, we are stupid." That's an impact. And so I always say this now, is that very positive and encouraging and loving? And that's what you said, you know what I mean? But we are not perfect. And it tells us to correct and be the courage of great patience and careful instruction. So when people are getting this whole idea of Jesus, you gotta be patient and loving. You've been praying for some people in your own family for a long time. Don't give up on them. Be patient and use careful instruction to encourage them and love them. You know, we talked about this whole idea of preaching the word. You can actually preach the word without saying a word. Really, you could. Being godly, meaning doing what God tells us to do. Because it doesn't really matter if you know all of this and how to memorize, don't you apply it? So we go on, it says, for the time will come when men will not put the sound off instead to suit their own desires. I think we're here. People are just trying to change this and say what they think it says and want to read part of it and say, oh, you need to read Old Testament. It's not work. That's happening right now. They will gather around with a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Well, that happens down at Hammer every morning. But the itching ears, you want to hear what you want to hear. So God's word is going to be construed. God's word is not going to be understood correctly if people aren't going to teach it correctly, but we here are to again, and bring kingdom or reach God's will. And understand it. My own list, right? But for it to continue, you look God calls us to. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside from this. I think for me, in all the years of ministry for me, to see young people of all ages, who are real fired up about their faith, all about Jesus, loving Him and serving Him, and real active in the church, and then all of a sudden they just kind of fall off. You don't listen. That's very discouraging. What is discouraging to do with people that you love and care about, and you keep inviting them to come to church and trying to encourage them, they don't listen. And God says, but you, us, keep your head, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. See, we talk about the ministries of the First Baptist Church, but, you know, you read here today, your ministry begins, right? Outside of Israel. All of us have our own kingdom work. You're at the church, we're trying to do God's will as a church, do His kingdom work as a church with all these ministries. But what about each of you? Are we doing our kingdom work? Are you doing your ministry that God's called you to as you believe from Him? I think it's interesting if we think about our childhood memories and our growing up in the church or out of church. You know, there have been lots of influences and lots of people that have tried to steer us in the right direction and tried to get us moving the right way, so to speak. And we have people along the journey that kind of are there to pick us up and try to help keep us moving in the right direction. What is the right direction? Well, God's will is the right direction. And this morning, as we look in Scripture, Paul is trying to encourage us, God's enemy, don't give up. Just keep on moving. And I believe we all need to hear that sometimes. Don't give up and keep on moving. When I see a bunch of 200 kids from all over the state, little kids, coming to learn about Jesus, I'm encouraged by that. When you're here today, and when you come here for whatever we're doing, I'm encouraged by that. And so we think about Jesus' life and His journey. As we read up this morning, and we have this guy, Paul, who was trying to do what Jesus told him to do, and was trying to encourage the people that were in his life to continue this kingdom work, that His will might be done. And, you know, Jesus' kingdom work really ended right here. Right? Jesus' kingdom work on earth ended right here on the cross. But He went to be with Jesus. Or Jesus went to be with God, right? So, God sent His Son here to the earth, to this kingdom here on earth, right? Jesus lived, He suffered, He died. And we know that Jesus cried too. Jesus really believed in what He was doing. And He cared about the people that He was ministering to. Jesus wept. We looked at that 3 weeks ago in Scripture. Jesus wept. Why? Because He loved the people that He was on the cross dying for. He loved them all. Even the ones who didn't listen. Even the ones that spit in His face. And even the ones that nailed Him to the cross. He still loved them. That was His kingdom. God's will was done when Jesus took His last breath. And that's where our kingdom work began, right? And our kingdom work continues right now. Do we know God's will? Are we willing to learn God's will? Are we willing to share God's will? Are we praying? Are we thanking God? Are we trusting God? Are we trying our best for you to do what God's called you to do? If there's a ministry or something you should be involved here at the church or something else you should be doing on your own, that's your kingdom work. So, His kingdom work. Now, Jesus' kingdom work ended here, but it continues through each of us. And so today we come and be reminded of Jesus' journey that ended here on the cross. Father, we thank you this morning. God, we thank you for you being God, and your Son Jesus for being our Savior. And I believe that all of us, we sometimes get confused and don't always understand what we read in God's Word, just with anything. But we have to read it over. We have to go back to it. And we have to be reminded of it. God, this morning, And every morning when we gather here, we study your word. But whether we have to memorize or know all the books that we learn, I believe it's most important that we're living it. That your will is being done to each of us. So this morning as we come to this table, let me be reminded of our journey. That now we are to share the good news, love one another, show compassion on all people. Kingdom. So that's what this world needs. People need Jesus. They need the Lord. But they need to see real people living out God's will by loving them no matter what. So this morning I pray as we just sit right here in this chair, not thinking about what's next or where we go next or what's happening later today, or even all the things that are on our calendar this week. Help us to not be distracted, but I'm going to spend a few moments with you being thankful. Being thankful for your son, Jesus. That your will is done through Jesus, and that we are to continue the will you have for us. God, we love you. God, we thank you. We ask all these things.